Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Denver Nuggets coach Brian Shaw, who I'm no big fan of anyway. This is from Nick Groke of the Denver Post. On Sunday, the Nuggets practiced for 90 minutes. Then Brian Shaw, talked to his team behind closed doors for nearly another 30. Afterward, with the doors open, Shaw talked to the Denver Post about tanking. Now here, this is good stuff. I think it's hard to try to lose, try to tank, try to go out there with guys who are competing with you and not compete back. It's harder to do that than to just put forth the effort in the first place.
Here's Phil Mason talking to Amar from the Dunk.com group, SLCDunk.com, commenting on Brian Shaw, head coach of the Denver Nuggets, and his announcement about his belief that his team hasn't been giving their full effort in an attempt to get him fired. Huh, that's an interesting... That's happened in business before in other areas. Don't like the boss, don't do the work, get him fired. NBA action, NFL action, NHL action, sports talk radio number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the conversation, the national conversation for the week ending Friday, February the 6th. February, my days as a school teacher bring me around to pronouncing that correctly. February, two R's in February, has nothing to do with the countdown except hopefully doing it the correct way. Reviewing now all of the top 10 talk topics of the week, folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the world of news talk radio, monitors talk radio programs and stations and hosts all around the country, and every week I tell you that so you know where the bulk of this information comes from. Counting down in this hour from number 10 to number 1, and as is obviously the case, what's going on in the NBA, as an example of what's a conversation on sports talk radio, is in the number 10 position.
Number 9.
Number 9, the story of Suge Knight. This past week, Bill Handel, on his radio program in Los Angeles, talked about the circumstances surrounding Mr. Knight's involvement in a fatal hit and run, and then the arrest that followed.
Suge Knight, arrested on suspicion of murder. Former rap mogul is, well, let's just say he's not a rap mogul anymore. He's 49 years old, a little bit overweight, allegedly ran down two men. I'm not going to even use the word allegedly because everybody's admitted he's done that, including his attorney, who says it's an accident. So he has a truck yesterday, and here's what happened about 3 p.m. There is a movie set straight out of Compton. It would never be straight out of Compton. That's impossible for a movie based on the beginnings of NWA, original members of NWA. And the film is set in Compton, of course. And on the set, Knight allegedly began arguing with two men. This is a biopic about the group itself. So Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, original members, incidentally, of NWA, were present on the set. They're producing the movie. Well, about 20 minutes after he arrives, there's an argument that ensues. And the victims then leave and go to Tam's Burgers near Central and East Rosecrans. Anybody ever been to Tam's? I have not. It's not an area that I particularly hang out in. So according to witnesses, after these two guys bail out of the movie set, Knight follows the men in his truck and in a parking lot runs over them. Backs into them and runs over them. And witnesses says after he hit the men, he backed over them. Or did he hit them frontwards? We don't know exactly. Did he back and then go forwards? It's not very clear. It is clear that he ran over them twice. And that, according to his lawyer, is an accident. When you run over people, then you make sure you run over people by doing it again. So one of the men died. The dead man has been identified as a 55-year-old actor. Terry Carter has appeared on the TV shows McCloud and the original Battlestar Galactica. You know, does anybody have any idea who this guy is? Was it a sort of minor walk-on part, or did he have a good featured part? I have no idea. He was also apparently a close friend of Suge Knight. Obviously not close enough.
All right, so Terry Carter, if you were to look him up on IMDb, you would recognize his face. Obviously, Bill Handel doesn't recognize who he is. I remember him from McCloud, and he's very mild-mannered, actually quite a pleasant-looking fellow. And so now I find this interesting because I didn't know who the character was until Handel just told us. So there's a bit of information. Some of that, hopefully, there you didn't know. That's the number 9 issue or discussion topic this week.
Number 8
is the continuing conversation, or has been the continuing conversation this week, about the Super Bowl. Here's Paul W. Smith talking to Mike O'Hara on his program in Detroit about the results of the Super Bowl, what went wrong for the Seattle Seahawks, and what went well for the Patriots.
What was going on the sidelines for the Seattle Seahawks with, 20 seconds left to win the game?
Well, you know, I heard Pete Carroll explain it over and over, and then I get his explanation where, you know, you're talking about matchups, you know, goal line defense versus goal line offense and all that, and they thought they could take advantage of what they were doing. And I hear it, and, you know, and sort of, you know, clinically, if you want to use that term, I get it. But wrong play. Bottom line, wrong play. You can talk it out all you want, but ball's on the 1 yard line. You got 3 shots with the best back in football. Run the ball. Just absolutely run it.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch was doing such a great job. He could get a couple of yards in his sleep, seemingly, and they throw the pass, and they give this kid, Malcolm Butler, an opportunity to fame as a rookie. And, boy, he didn't just catch that ball. He just blasted Ricardo Lockhetter. He just blasted him and held on to that ball, and now he's a hero.
Yeah, you know, and watching some of the explanations and analysis this morning, I mean, typical of the New England Patriots, they just did their job across the board on that. But, you know, the Brown or the other cornerback locked up a guy who couldn't, you know, who allowed Butler to make his play and all that. It was a typical Bill Belichick that in the clutch, the guys, he always says, do your job. Well, they did their job. But, you know, Paul, that whole Super Bowl, I think, it really is a classic because it had everything you want in a big event.
I think the most classic part of it, or the outcome of it, the classiest part of it, was the fact that in the end, the idea from Tom Brady to give his truck to the aforementioned hero, I think that made for a great conversation post-Super Bowl. And that's where we are in the post-Super Bowl event. This is the weekly event called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 7, up next in a matter of moments here. Stay tuned.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Number 7.
The number 7 issue is the focus on Ashton Carter as Defense Secretary nominee. Here's an overview of his testimony.
Let's get a profile now of President Obama's choice for the next Defense Secretary. He's a man who contains some contradictions. Ashton Carter is an Ivy League graduate who has said he disdains preppies and privilege. At Yale, he studied both medieval history, distant and mystical, and also physics, modern and rational. He has a reputation for being brusque in Pentagon meetings, but easygoing with soldiers in the field. Today, a Senate committee holds a hearing to decide if Carter is right for the job. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
Kabul, Afghanistan, 2012. Retired Lieutenant General Dan Bulger remembers the unusual scene like it was yesterday. The number 2 Pentagon official, Ash Carter, was on an official visit. Normally, VIPs take helicopters. The roads are too dangerous. But Carter hopped into a massive armored vehicle for a drive to an Afghan training site. Bulger had his eye on Carter's security team.
Most of them were spazzing when this happened. They were like, oh, you know, Mr. Secretary, look, but we can take the Black Hawk helicopter. There's no need to do this. And he's like, no, there is a need.
Carter saw the need because he'd spent years pushing the bureaucracy to get these vehicles into the field to protect soldiers against roadside bombs.
And his attitude was, hey, I'm getting this equipment for our guys. I'm getting this for our Iraqi and Afghan partners. I want to experience it. I want to go out with it. I want to see it. I want to use it. You know, he wasn't a guy who just wanted to look at a PowerPoint slide of it.
Carter never served in uniform, unlike the previous 4 defense secretaries. He first worked at the Pentagon more than 30 years ago as a Cold War missile analyst. And over the years, between teaching at Harvard, he's worked on everything from North Korean policy to the design of the latest Navy ship.
He knows this place. He knows the system.
That's outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in a recent interview with NPR.
So it's different from having someone walk in that hadn't been around this place.
But some question whether Carter is too much part of the system. Winslow Wheeler, a defense analyst, says one of Carter's more recent jobs was overseeing the purchase of jets and aircraft carriers. He says Carter could have done a better job managing costly and poorly performing weapons like the F-35 warplane.
He jiggered around the F-35 procurement plan. It did absolutely nothing to address the fundamental problems with that program.
Other defense analysts say Wheeler's assessment's unfair, that Carter restructured the F-35 program, fired some managers, and withheld money from its contractor. The F-35 will now be just one of Carter's headaches. He'll also face continuing fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Carter acknowledged that he was one of the few senior Obama officials who was against arming the Syrian rebels 3 years ago. He spoke with Charlie Rose on PBS.
I think a better approach for us was and is now to work on the political side with those who surround Syria.
You
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six issue or item this week is the plan by the Republicans to kill Obamacare or replace it. Here's a conversation about the possibility of a plan to replace the Affordable Health Care Act and what Republicans want to see included in the plan should it actually get repealed.
Your tax dollars and the Affordable Care Act at stake as Congress picks apart the president's budget for next year. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell, testifying before the Senate Finance Committee this morning. The House already voted again to repeal Obamacare, this time calling for something to replace it. Vince Colonnais is executive editor, I should say, of the Daily Caller. Shira Center is politics editor for Roll Call. So Republicans say something should replace Obamacare, Vince. What is that going to be?
Well, they're asking now for, this is the first time that they're really asking in earnest for all the various committees to produce something that is would add up to a replacement measure. I mean, they are actually, Republicans are taking some of the parts that are the most like parts about Obamacare, and they want to integrate that into their plan. They want to try and help cover people who have pre-existing conditions. They want to make sure that they expand coverage to people who didn't have it before. So ultimately, the Republican goal here is replace Obamacare with something that gives all of the good stuff to consumers without giving them a high tax bill or increasing spending.
But until you actually develop something like that, it's all kind of pie in the sky. Isn't it, Shira?
Yeah, it is. And the way this bill was set up, it asks for these things to be developed in a certain time period, right? But how do you hold Congress accountable, right? This is a body that isn't exactly known for its productivity as of late, right? So, you know, it's going to be difficult, I think, for Republicans to not only come up with these ideas, but also to agree on these ideas. And the best test case we have, well, that happened in 2010. Look what happened last time the House and Senate produced a health care bill. It was disastrously, it was a political disaster for them in the end.
In reading about the vote on this repeal, Vince, it was not surprising to me that not a single Democrat who voted to repeal. What was surprising to me was that there were actually three Republicans who did not vote to repeal, apparently.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And this is all kind of born out of, you see on the edges, certainly there are more moderate Republicans who think that this is a distraction, who don't want to be engaged in this, or who maybe have liberal constituencies that they don't want to show that they have any affinity for trying to peel away Obamacare. But the truth is, this vote is not only good for the freshmen that are coming in, the GOP freshmen that want to prove that they're going to go after Obamacare, but if you're going to show that you're earnest about any issue as a Republican Congress, it might as well be Obamacare. The health law obviously has had impacts on people's pocketbooks. They're seeing, whether they're seeing higher premiums or higher deductibles, they're feeling it. And now with tax season coming up, a lot of people are warning that nobody's really quite ready for what April 15th is going to bring in terms of damage related to Obamacare. Republicans are focusing on it at the right time.
Sure, because if people did receive subsidies last year, they might not be eligible for them again this year, and they may have to give back money to Uncle Sam. There could be apparently millions of people in that situation.
You know, and this has kind of been the drip, drip, drip of the health care law all along. That's been the big problem since its passage, right? It's like the website was terrible, and then this Medicare provision was going to cost people money, and now this, right? This is really the problem politically with it, because people got all these great benefits from the start, and then it was like, oh, here's the bad news, here's more bad news, here's more bad news. It's
almost like the government has trouble overhauling 1/6 of the economy for some reason. It just doesn't make any sense.
Isn't that a surprise?
What a surprise. Recapping where we are now, number 10 in this half hour, Sports Talk Radio, number 9, Suge Knight's situation, number 8, the Super Bowl, number 7, the Carter Defense Secretary testimony, number 6, the conversation about Obamacare. That's basically it's almost a non-starter, I find, most of the time, but, you know, because there's been so much money wasted. I think there have been 43 times trials, attempts to get rid of Obamacare. Every time that happens, it costs you, the taxpayer, $1 million. Think about that as we pursue the other members' items on the top 10, the 28 past.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold
standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Number five.
The number five issue as we continue to overview the top 10 items on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Thanks for being along for this informational ride. The situation in England. This is a very interesting development, I think, and something that's worth a lot of conversational time. The so-called three-parent baby plan. Here is the BBC's Richard Steed talking to a professor of reproductive medicine. This guy is the chairman of the National Fertility Association. His name is Adam Balin. They talk about the health benefits of including a third person in the creation of a child, of a baby, and whether or not it really equates to having three parents.
Do these babies have three parents?
It's three persons or three people who are providing the genetic material to create a baby that's free from disease. In fact, it's the biological parents, the mother and the father, who are providing their DNA to create the characteristics of the baby, and it's a third person who's donating her eggs that have healthy mitochondria. And the mitochondria are like little batteries within the cells that provide energy. So that third person who's donating her eggs is simply providing the energy supply for the cell, not the genetic material that will create the characteristics of the baby. So that's why I think three parents is actually not the correct expression.
Why would someone need to be involved in a three-person baby? Could you give us an example?
the key issue that we're trying to prevent here is mitochondrial disease. So babies who are born without mitochondria, so without the batteries that provide the energy for the organism of the human being to live a normal life, actually have painful, debilitating disease and usually die very early in life. So sometimes they die just a few hours old or a day or two old. Sometimes they survive into their teenage years, but rarely into adulthood. And without having the energy source for normal life, they get progressive weakness, epilepsy, their brains don't develop normally, they become blind, deaf, and have painful seizures, and actually a very miserable life. And so those parents who've given birth to children that are affected like this would like to have babies that have their genetic characteristics, but without this disease.
The reason that we're talking to you today is that MPs vote today on whether to allow the creation of babies with DNA from three people. It's probably a simple way of saying it, isn't it? It's not legal anywhere else.
That's right, but other countries around the world are looking with interest, and I think in North America it probably will become legal fairly soon. This has been a subject of very detailed scientific scrutiny over the last 15 years or so. There have been a number of consultations, including public consultations, all of which have provided very positive feedback. So the general feeling amongst the scientific community and also amongst thousands of people in the UK who have been questioned is positive in favour of this technology being introduced into clinical practice.
Number four.
The number four item is the tax hike proposal from this administration. Here is a reporter talking to Deputy Senior Advisor David Seamus at the White House about whether or not the president's proposal on tax hiking will be effective, whether it get done at all.
The president's plan will increase the taxes on couples who earn $500,000 a year or more. There will also be fees on large financial institutions. The president says it will raise $320 billion over 10 years. Now, it's the first tenet there, David, those tax increases on the wealthy that Republicans have long said that they don't believe will help and that they would fight. So why start there?
Well, Allison, first of all, many of the proposals that the president is putting forward actually come from Republicans. The idea on financial fees is very similar to one put forward by David Kemp. The 28% on capital gains goes back to the rate it was under Ronald Reagan. And so, look, many of these ideas have come forward from Republicans in the past. But here's why it's important to do. It's important for us to find every single way that we can to provide some release for middle-class families, because as the economy finally, after 6 years, gets to a point where people are beginning to feel it, we need to make sure that we lean in so that folks have a little bit more money at the end of the week, and as importantly, that they have all the opportunities they have to get ahead. And so this is why we call this middle-class economics, and that'll be the focus tomorrow night.
David, as I'm sure you're aware, Mitt Romney is considering another run for the White House, and he says that it is actually President Obama who has increased the poverty rate in the United States. Here is what Mitt Romney said Friday night.
Under President Obama, the rich have gotten richer, income inequality has gotten worse, and there are more people in poverty in America than ever before.
There are more people living in poverty now than ever before. How does the White House counter that?
So tomorrow is the sixth anniversary of when the president took office, when there were 800,000 people losing their jobs per month, when we didn't know whether or not we were going into a depression rather than a recession. The policies that the president put in place dug the country out of the hole it was in, and last year saw the fastest job creation since the late 1990s, and for the first time over this period of time, wages are beginning to increase. I would just say, relative to what Governor Romney said, in 2012, he said that if he were elected president, by the end of his term, unemployment would get down to 6%. It's now at 5.6% and falling.
Number three.
Actually, that's not true. I've got to go back to number four for a second. There's a representation there by the reporter that Romney might be a presidential contender. I don't know what he's smoking, but that has long since been, that was taken care of last week when Romney said he wasn't going to run. But the percentage, the correct percentage, this has been a big item of discussion this week in a lot of talk radio circles about the actual number the actual percentage of people who are on unemployment, or scratch that, who are unemployed, not the number that you hear, the 5.4 or 6%, is the number on unemployment. It does not reflect, according to a study by several different resources this week, the numbers of people who are beyond, way beyond, collecting anymore and are still unemployed. That number is about twice what the number of those who are collecting is. So the real number of unemployed in this country is pretty close to 10%. I didn't want that to fall away because that has been a conversational item this week, and it's good to correct that number because people keep hearing 5-some-odd percent. Wow, isn't that better than 8%? Well, that's not the real number. The real number is 10%. Okay, now on to number three.
Nancy, did this come as a surprise to Romney supporters?
I think it did. You know, Romney surprised everyone a few weeks ago when he said he was interested in running, and a lot of people believed that he would not have said that unless he was very, very serious about getting into the race. He's already run twice. He has said for years that he wasn't going to run, so when he changed his mind, folks thought, that he really had decided he wanted to do it, and it kind of froze the field for a while because a lot of donors, a lot of supporters, a lot of potential staffers who had either gone to other candidates or were considering it suddenly felt like, out of deference to Romney, they needed to keep their options open. So the fact that he is now saying that he will not run for president means that they can go ahead and throw their support behind someone else.
So why do you suppose Romney made the decision to call the whole thing off?
Well, I think he was hearing from a lot of those donors and supporters and, you know, looking at what conservative commentators were saying in the media, frankly, that although everyone had a lot of respect for him, felt that he was a very important part of the party, that perhaps his time had passed and that he had had two opportunities to make his case to the American public and that he did not win and that they didn't see that enough had changed between 2012 and today to justify him mounting a third bid for the presidency, that they felt that there were a lot of potential GOP candidates in the field right now who were very credible candidates, and they didn't think either that he was needed in that race or that he could necessarily be victorious in such a crowded field.
Jeb Bush has to be relieved.
Oh, absolutely. He was blindsided like everyone else. He had had a lot of conversations with Mitt Romney. They share a lot of the same donors, a lot of the same potential staffers, and sort of the same profile, former governors from blue or purple states, sort of from the establishment wing of the party. So it's definitely a great day for Jeb Bush, and not surprisingly, he put out a glowing statement on his Facebook page congratulating Romney for making this decision and praising him as a very important leader in the party.
All right, so there is a reporter talking to CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes about the presidential prospects, those bidding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't help but think of that old song, "It's a Great Day for Jeb Bush." All right, let's see, where are we? That's number three, so in a moment, after a few messages, we're going to get to the number two item, and then eventually, before the top of the hour, number one, here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you can save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bogley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Number two.
Number two item this week on our Talk Radio Review is the controversy put forth on vaccinations, measles vaccinations, and then there's a controversy surrounding all vaccines. Here's Richard Dixon, radio host Dixon, talking about the controversy and why there is still doubt whether or not this is something that ought to be an accepted procedure, that is, vaccinating our children.
Can somebody explain to me why, please? Why? 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 Are vaccinations back in the news? Again. What is the deal there? What is the story on that? I mean, I cannot believe that this... Look, there is zero, none, nada, nine, kind, zip evidence that vaccinations cause autism at all. The only guy who ever said so testified in the court of law. He took money to do so. He later admitted that, completely recanted his testimony, and ended up having to serve some jail time for perjury. Okay? It was sort of some... Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you have any idea why or how that whole concept that William Shakespeare didn't write his own plays? Do you have any idea how that got started? Any clue at all? Does anybody know? How did it happen that this theory came about that William Shakespeare didn't write his own plays? Really came down to one woman who just thought it was impossible for him to have done so much. And it was just like a feeling. She just had a feeling. Well, I don't think he wrote all these. That's just an awful lot. But for someone to just get an inkling, an idea, just go, yeah, I don't think he could do that. And then theories began to abound. Well, it was largely the deal with autism. People with autistic children have to find a reason. They say, well, he was fine up until blank. He was fine up until this happened. He was fine up until that happened. He was fine until he got his vaccinations. The vaccinations caused him to be autistic. We had an interview
with a gentleman, news guy, who wrote a book about his son and about how his son one day, you know, just woke up and wasn't right anymore. He just started going on long crying jags. He began to withdraw. And I said, you know, what is it that causes this? And he said, well, if you tell me, we'll both know. It's been going on more and more recently, but we're certain, because there has been test after test after test done, that it is not vaccinations, and he continues to get vaccinated, as every child should.
All right, so there still is controversy about this. It's caused by the fact that mercury is still included in some of the vaccines. Don't know that it's included in the measles vaccine, but mercury is given as an alternative because mercury provides a way for the drug companies to make their serum last longer, and it's cheaper. So when you go in for a shot at CVS or Walgreens, you better ask for there to be no mercury in the shot that you get, or you will make yourself open for debilitation and death later in life. So that's that story. Number one coming up next here on The Countdown.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue this week, the ISIS brutality discussion and the retaliation of the Jordanians. This week on my Good Day program, I, along with my co-host Ken Kessler, talk with Jamie McIntyre, who's now a reporter from Al Jazeera. Remember him from CNN. The recent execution of the Jordanian pilot was the focus and the repercussions that it has for ISIS.
I think the general feeling at the Pentagon of the people I've talked to is that this has gone so far that it's going to backfire in a sense that it will galvanize some of the members of the coalition who were maybe on the fence about how much they should participate in this. And it's going to, it just sort of gives the Pentagon an incentive to sort of double down on its efforts. Now, that said, there's a limit to what the U.S. military can do. They are using airstrikes to keep ISIL in the defensive position. They have They've killed hundreds of ISIL fighters. They've taken out lots of their equipment. They've got them in a position where they can't move around. They can't take new ground. But in order to actually defeat them, it's going to require forces on the ground. And those forces, the United States insists, have to be Iraqi indigenous forces, not U.S. troops on the ground. And that's just going to take some time. It's going to take a number of months. And in the meanwhile, the Pentagon has indicated that if they ever get the intelligence, if they have a chance, that U.S. Special Operations troops are willing to take some significant risk in attempting to rescue hostages if they can. But it's a very difficult thing to do because of the way that the ISIL militants keep moving people around, and they don't have good intelligence about where they are. And we've seen in other rescue attempts in other countries, such as in Yemen, that these operations don't always go the way they do in the movies. Sometimes the hostages do die. So it's a very tough situation, but I have to say that I think that the general feeling of the people I've talked to at the Pentagon is that this has taken it to a new level of barbarism, and they don't think it's something that's going to really help these ISIL fighters in the long run.
Amen to that. All right, let's go to host Ken and Mike in Portland, talking this week to Tom Rivers about the King of Jordan's retaliation discussion thus far, what they've done against ISIS and what this may mean for the fight against terrorism in general as the coming weeks come before us.
Strong language from the King yesterday. He's now been in the hometown of the slain pilot, Karak. And pilots as well from the Jordanian Air Force have flown over into Syria, hit some ISIS targets. No readout yet on what they may or may not have hit. But he says, look, the only way forward is to hit at the very center of their strongholds, and we'll see how that rolls out in the coming days and weeks.
So, Tom, in effect, the King is really, I mean, I think he talked about an earth-shaking response. I mean, is this a declaration of all-out war on Jordan's part against ISIS?
I think everything is couched in terms of the greater U.S.-led coalition, but you can see right now, and he's playing obviously to the domestic audience, but the people in Jordan are angry. They want action right now, and at least Jordan is providing that in the short term, and of course down the road there's going to be more integration with other countries, and that debate is going on. UAE may actually pull back a little bit. Britain, for instance, the Defense Select Committee meeting saying, look, we're not doing enough. And so every country in this so-called coalition is kind of reexamining things post this video.
And Tom, did I see some pictures on social media of the King strapping on the flight gear?
Yeah, I mean, he said, he may have to take some flights himself. So it just shows you kind of the mood there. And the anger, and so it's incredibly understandable, but the people there want revenge. Simple. And of course, we had the two executions hours after this video came out of these two individuals, two extremists on death row. So, you know, that may at least placate them today and tomorrow, but tomorrow the Jordanians want to see more retribution.
Eye for an eye, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of reminds you, as he described the King, of the scene when the president gets into the plane on Independence Day. Remember that? Okay, so let's recap what the issues are for the week of February 2nd to the 6th. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio Action. At number 9, Suge Knight and his problems. The Super Bowl, number 8. The nomination and testimony of Mr. Carter as defense secretary, number 7. Number 6, the Obamacare replacement plan, number 5, three-parent baby discussion, number 4, the tax hike proposal, number 3, presidential prospects, number 2, the anti-vaccine controversy, and number 1, ISIS. That's the overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. Happy to have you along for this hour of the program. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Review, known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.